After Prohibition, many states started an alcohol sale and distribution chain with three parts. The three-tier system was designed to control consumption and prevent a monopoly among producers, wholesalers, and retailers. But there were efforts to cut the middleman out. In Washington state, the membership warehouse club Costco won a federal lawsuit allowing it to deal directly with wine and beer producers. That ruling is being appealed. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Wine and Spirits Institute wants state regulators to draft rules to bolster wholesalers. The trade group wants to prevent competition from what Mike Wittenweiler of the Institute calls paper wholesalers.
On paper, a wholesaler could have existed prior to this law change that really didn't exist as a wholesaler. It could have been a post office box, it could have been an office, you know, mailboxes, R Us, whatever. It didn't need to be a real wholesaler. And so what these changes do is they make sure that you have an actual wholesaler, you just don't have a wholesaler that exists on paper.
The proposed rules are intended to make it harder for large retailers to double as wholesalers of alcohol. To do so, they would need a freestanding warehouse of at least 4,000 feet. Costco is considering coming to Wisconsin, and a similar big box retailer, Walmart, is already established. Allowing them to deal directly with wine and beer producers could cut costs for consumers, but alcohol wholesalers in Wisconsin claim it could cut variety on shelves for shoppers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.